Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani Mam Rabbi Avram Goldar and Tirma Sechas Chulin Daf Mem Hey, the third parak, Ewut Trefus. The Zichu Masechas Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomde Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on Daf Mem based Amid Alef Tad, that Nikab Krum Shal Moach, if the membrane of the brain was punctured, it's a trefa. Rav and Shmuel say this refers to karma yuwa, the upper membrane, even if the lower inner membrane was not punctured. Others say ad de'inkib tata, it's not a trefa until the lower membrane is also punctured. Bar Kapar identifies where the brain ends and the spinal cord begins. Moch, komash bekadera, nidon kamoch. Regarding the brain, whatever is inside the cranium is considered like the brain and is a trefa with even a minimal hole. He's cholim shok nidon kachuta shidra. From where the brain begins to extend beyond the cranium is considered like the spinal cord and only a mostly severed membrane is a trefa. Yeshua ben Levi explains further, there are two bean-shaped structures lying at the cranium's opening. Whatever is from the beans and inwards is considered the brain, and whatever is outside the beans is considered the spinal cord. But that which is parallel to the beans themselves, he doesn't know, but it's reasonable that it's considered inside the cranium. Point number two, the Mishnah taught, if the heart was punctured into its chamber, the animal is a trefa. Rabbi Zera asks if this refers even to beis chalul katan, a small chamber of the heart, or only to beis chalul gadol, its large chamber. Abai attempted to prove it means the large chamber, but his proof is rejected, and the Gemara concludes that the expression should also include a smaller chamber. Amraim debate the status of kana halev, the pipe of the heart. Rav says it's a trefa b'mashu with even a minimal hole, and Shmuel says berubo when its majority is severed. Rav defines the kanalev as chalav shal gabi defanos, the fat that is on the walls, which is explained to refer to the walls of the lungs, meaning the pipe which runs between the lungs and connects to the heart cavity, the aorta. When Rav's ruling was reported to Shmuel, he commented, Yihachi Amra Abba, if this is what father, referring to Rav, said, Oyada b'tarfos v'okum, he doesn't know anything at all about trefos. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that if the spine was broken and the spinal cord was severed, it's a trefa. In a Brice, Rebbe says, Chuta Shidra Shenipsa Perubo. It's a trefa if the spinal cord was mostly severed. But Rebbe Yaakov says, Afila Nikab. Even if it's merely punctured, it's a trefa. In practice, Rebbe ruled stringently, like Rebbe Yaakov, but Rebbe Huna said, the Lacha does not follow Rebbe Yaakov. The definition of the spinal cord's majority is debated. Rav says it means rov oro, most of its skin, referring to the meninges surrounding the nerves. And others say rov mocho, most of its nerve tissue. According to the second opinion, it's certainly a trefa if most of its skin is severed because the nerve tissue will decay and fall out. Regarding the first opinion, that Rebbe's ruling was about the majority of its skin, Rav Huna said that it is irrelevant whether the nerve tissue itself is severed. Rishu ben Levi ruled that nismarich, if the nerve tissue was liquefied, which is defined as koshe nishbach kekiton, where it pours like a jug of water, it's a trefa. Nismasmes, if it was only softened, defined as koshe niyachu ramod, where the spinal cord cannot stand on its own, it's still kosher. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis Amanov taught that nikav krum shel moach, if the membrane of the brain was punctured, it's a trefa. Rav and Shmuel say this refers to karma yuwa, the upper membrane, even if the lower inner membrane was not punctured. Others say ad de'inkib tata, it's not a trefa until the lower membrane is also punctured. Bar Kapar identifies where the brain ends and the spinal cord begins. Moch, komash bekadera, nidon kamoch. Regarding the brain, whatever is inside the cranium is considered like the brain and is a trefa with even a minimal hole. He's cholim shok nidon kachuta shidra. From where the brain begins to extend beyond the cranium is considered like the spinal cord and only a mostly severed membrane is a trefa. Yeshua ben Levi explains further, there are two bean-shaped structures lying at the cranium's opening. Whatever is from the beans and inwards is considered the brain, and whatever is outside the beans is considered the spinal cord. But that which is parallel to the beans themselves, he doesn't know, but it's reasonable that it's considered inside the cranium. Point number two, the Mishnah taught, if the heart was punctured into its chamber, the animal is a trefa. Rabbi Zera asks if this refers even to beis chalul katan, a small chamber of the heart, or only to beis chalul gadol, its large chamber. Abai attempted to prove it means the large chamber, but his proof is rejected, and the Gemara concludes that the expression should also include a smaller chamber. Amraim debate the status of kana halev, the pipe of the heart. Rav says it's a trefa b'mashu with even a minimal hole, and Shmuel says berubo when its majority is severed. Rav defines the kanalev as chalav shal gabi defanos, the fat that is on the walls, which is explained to refer to the walls of the lungs, meaning the pipe which runs between the lungs and connects to the heart cavity, the aorta. When Rav's ruling was reported to Shmuel, he commented, "Yihaki Amra Abba, if this is what father, referring to Rav, said, well, yada b'tarfos v'okum, he doesn't know anything at all about trefos." And point number three, the Mishnah taught that if the spine was broken and the spinal cord was severed, it's a trefa. In a brisa, Rebbe says, "Chuta shidra shenipsa perubo." It's a trefa if the spinal cord was mostly severed. But Rebbe Yaakov says, "Afila nikav," even if it's merely punctured, it's a trefa. In practice, Rebbe ruled stringently, like Rebbe Yaakov, but Rav Huna said, the halacha does not follow Rebbe Yaakov. The definition of the spinal cord's majority is debated. Rav says it means rov oro, most of its skin, referring to the meninges surrounding the nerves. And others say rov mocho, most of its nerve tissue. According to the second opinion, it's certainly a trefa if most of its skin is severed because the nerve tissue will decay and fall out. Regarding the first opinion, that Rebbe's ruling was about the majority of its skin, Rav Huna said that it is irrelevant whether the nerve tissue itself is severed. Rav Shubin Levi ruled that nismarich, if the nerve tissue is liquefied, which is defined as koshe nishbach kekiton, where it pours like a jug of water, it's a trefa. Nismasmes, if it was only softened, defined as koshe niyachu lamod, where the spinal cord cannot stand on its own, it's still kosher. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Mem Hey, and our standard Siman is Manishtana, and we use a Seder scene for the Siman. So here goes. All those gathered at the Seder were shocked when the young boy went completely off topic and asked, Manishtana the Krum Shamoch until the spinal cord and the smaller chamber of the heart that they are trefa with even a hole from the Chuta Shidra that's only a trefa if it was mostly severed. Once again, in slow motion, all those gathered at the Seder were shocked when the young boy went completely off topic and asked, Manishtana, Manishtana. That must mean we're on Daf Mem Hey. All those gathered at the Seder were shocked when the young boy went completely off topic and asked, Ma nishtana the krum shamoch until the spinal cord, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis Amanov taught that nikav krum shamoch, if the membrane of the brain was punctured, it's a trefa. Rav and Shmuel say this refers to karma ilah, the upper membrane, even if the lower inner membrane was not punctured. Others say, ad de'inkiv tata, it's not a trefa until the lower membrane is also punctured. Bar Kapar identifies where the brain ends and the spinal cord begins. So all those gathered at the Seder were shocked when the young boy went completely off topic and asked, Ma nishtana the krum shamoch until the spinal cord and the smaller chamber of the heart that they are trefa with even a hole, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that nikav halev lebeis halo, if the heart was punctured into its chamber, the animal is a trefa. Rav Zera asks if this refers to beis halo katan, a small chamber of the heart, or only to beis halo gadol, its large chamber. Abai attempted to prove it means the large chamber, but his proof is rejected, and the Gemara concludes that the expression should also include a smaller chamber. So all those gathered at the Seder were shocked when the young boy went completely off topic and asked, Ma nishtana the krum shamoch until the spinal cord and the smaller chamber of the heart that they are a trefa with even a hole from the chuta shidra that's only a trefa if it was mostly severed, which reminds us. The Mishnah taught that if the spine was broken and the spinal cord was severed, it's a trefa. In a brisa, Rebbe says, Chuta shidra shenitzak barubo. It's a trefa if the spinal cord was mostly severed. But Rebbe Yaakov says, Avila nikav. Even if it was merely punctured, it's a trefa. In practice, Rebbe ruled stringently like Rebbe Yaakov, but Rav Huna said the halacha does not follow Rebbe Yaakov. The definition of the spinal cord's majority is debated. So once again, all those gathered at the Seder were shocked when the young boy went completely off topic and asked, Ma nishtana the krum shamoch until the spinal cord and the smaller chamber of the heart that they are trefa with even a hole from the chuta shidra that's only a trefa if it was mostly severed. All right, so now it's time for a four blah bach hazora. Daf Mem Aleph. So the Siman Daf Mem Aleph is a grandma. So here goes. The grandma, grandma. That must mean we're on Daf Mem Aleph. The grandma who's anointed her grandson who tormented his brother by claiming to shech the sheep for avodah zarah, which reminds us of Rav Nachum, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzhak, who say one does not prohibit someone else's animal by shechting it for avodah zarah, explain that although Tanaim here say an idolater prohibits a Jew's wine through nisuch, that's only true for a Gentile, but regarding a Jew, Letzu'uri kamechavin. He intends only to torment his fellow by deceiving him to think that his animal is becoming prohibited, but does not actually intend to shecht it for idolatry. So the grandma who was annoyed at her grandson who tormented his brother by claiming to shecht his sheep for avodah zarah and was relieved that at least he kept the chatzar clean by shechting near the pit, which reminds us, we learned that one who wants to keep his yard clean when he shechts, osam makam chutz laguma, he should make an area outside the pit and shecht over it and the blood will drip down to the pit. But he may not do so in the marketplace, which appears to be following the tzedukim's practices, since the shuk's cleanliness is not his concern. So the grandma who's anointed her grandson who tormented his brother by claiming to shecht his sheep for avodah zarah and was relieved that at least he kept the chutzah clean by shechting near the pit was dismayed when her other grandson shechted her last sheep for a carbon that is neither of a nida, making it aser min the rabbanim, which reminds us the Mishnah concludes, zeh klal, this is the rule, kol davar shen nidav nidav, any carbon which can be vowed or donated, ashoch lishmo aser, if one shechs for that carbon's sake, it's forbidden to eat, but if one shechs for the sake of a carbon which cannot be brought voluntarily, the shechita is valid. Daf mem beis, so the siman daf mem beis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster boss, mobster, that must be more in daf. Membeis. The mobster boss, who is an expert treifa maker, which reminds us, the third parak begins, Eil treifas bebehemoth. These are treifa in animals. The Mishnah enumerates 18 different defects which prohibit an animal in consumption. So the mobster boss, who is an expert treifa maker, who told his favorite thug that no treifa should live past the year, which reminds us, the Mishnah concludes, that hakol, this is the rule, kol she'en kamoa chaya treifa, any animal the likes of which cannot live because of its defect is a treifa. This implies that no treifa can live for more than a year, and this is alluded to in the pasuk, v'zosa chaya shir tochu, and this is the animal that you may eat, teaching chaya echol, an animal which can live you may eat, she'en chaya losechu, an animal which cannot live, meaning a treifa, you may not eat. The Gemara brings an opinion that a treifa can live longer than a year, along with its sores. So the mobster boss, who was an expert treifa maker, who told his favorite thug that no treifa should live past the year, was called Bas Gar and loved saying over the Shav Shmaisa, which reminds us, the Gemara objects that there are more treifas than the 18 listed in our Mishnah, 4 referred to with the acronym Bas Gar, and 7 more known as Shav Shmaisa, the 7 teachings. It then proceeds to explain how all these additional cases are accounted for in the 18 treifos. Daf Mem Gimel, so the Siman Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The Eil Treifas magazine, that must be on Daf Mem Gimel. The Eil Treifas magazine special edition had a fold-out vesha with a hole in both the inner and outer layers that could be lined up to reach the same spot, which reminds the Gemara discusses what the din is if two holes in the inner and outer layers of the Kurkavan or Veshet are not aligned. So the Eil Treifas magazine special edition had a fold-out vesha with a hole in both the inner and outer layers that could be lined up to reach the same spot, and came with a thorn stuck in it to demonstrate that one need not be concerned that there was a wound there that healed, which reminds us, Ula said, Yashavu kotz beveshet, if a thorn became stuck in the animal's esophagus, and choshishin shema hivri, we're not concerned that perhaps it was punctured by the thorn and then healed. Since we do not see any puncture marks on the veshet's outer layer, we're not concerned that the outer layer was punctured and a scab formed over the hole, which could be a treifa, because Rabba said earlier that a scab which forms on a wound of the veshet is ineffective. So the Eil Treifas magazine special edition had a fold-out veshet with a hole in both the inner and outer layers that could be lined up to reach the same spot, and came with a thorn stuck in it to demonstrate that one need not be concerned that there was a wound there that healed. Next to the full-color feature on the location and halacha of the turbatz aveshet, which reminds us, regarding the turbatz aveshet, the wide part of the esophagus, Rav said b'mashu, even a minimal hole in it, makes the animal a treifa, but Shmuel said berubo, with its majority, meaning if most of its circumference is cut. The Gemara explains that Rav considers the turbatz to be a valid place for shechting the veshet, so a minimal hole renders the animal a treifa like the rest of the veshet, whereas Shmuel holds the turbatz is beyond the area for shechita. Three opinions are given as to the turbatz's location. Daf Mem Dalad, so the Siman Daf Mem Dalad is mud. So here goes. The Shochet couldn't find his mark and used mud. Mud? That must be more on Daf Mem Dalad. The Shochet couldn't find his mark and used mud to mark where the Makam Seir starts to show how far down the Veshet one may shecht, which reminds the Gemara discusses until how far down the Veshet one may shecht. Rabba Bar Avuha says Akadesh Yasir, until where it becomes hairy on the inner lining. So the Shochet couldn't find his mark and used mud to mark where the Makam Seir starts to show how far down the Veshet one may shecht, was surprised when a rabbi asked to purchase the meat from the animal that the other rabbi had been measuring Rav Avya because he held Rav Chalula, which reminds us a case of Psukas HaGargaris, a severed trachea, which is a treifa beruba with its majority cut, was brought before Rav. He began examining it according to the strict view that its majority refers to Rav Avya, most of its thickness, including the tracheal wall. But Rav Kahan and Rav Asi objected that Rav had taught them the more lenient definition, which is Rav Chalula, most of its hollow inside. He sent the question to Rabba Bar Chana, who permitted it, and purchased its meat. The Gemara objects that if a sage forbids an item, Ein Chaver Roshay Latir, his fellow sage is not allowed to permit it, and answers that Rav did not expressly forbid it. So the shulchan couldn't find his marker and used mud to mark where the makom seir starts to show how far down the veshet one meshecht was surprised when a rabbi asked to purchase the meat from the animal that the other rabbi had been measuring Rav Avya because he held Rav Chalva, especially since the other rabbis he knew threw mud on Shabbos for themselves to mark them as trefos, which reminds us, Rav Chisda said, "Who is the Talmud Chacham? Zeh roa trefa la'atzmo. This is one who examines a question of trefa for himself and rules stringently when there are grounds for permitting and for forbidding it. He also said such a person personifies sonim matanos yichya, one who detests gifts shall live, since he even overcomes the temptation to permit his own property, he'll certainly detest gifts." All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we have a machlokes regarding what the din is if one later protests against receiving a gift? That's on daf Lamates. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss? Nikaf krum shel moach. If the membrane of the brain was punctured, it's a trefa. That's on daf Memhe. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we discuss? Atzarid shel menachos, a dry part of a mincha that touches tumah, whether we count it as a rishon or sheni for tumah based on chibas hakodesh. That's on daf Lamadvav. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss what the din is if a coats, a thorn, became stuck in the animal's esophagus? That's on daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that if the heart was punctured into its chamber, the animal is a trefa, and this refers even to Beis Cholo Katan, a small chamber of the heart? That's on daf Mem Hei. Good. Number 6. Which daf brings the list? Which daf brings the Mishnah with a list of 18 trefas of a behemoth? That's on daf Membeis. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss if the spinal cord has to be severed or merely punctured to be a trefa? That's on daf Memhe. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you mean that Yechezkel refrained from certain permitted foods? That's on daf Amad Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss how far down the veshet one may shecht? That's on daf Memdalad. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss the status of holes in the turbots of Veshet, and we have 3 opinions as to its location? That's on daf Mem Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.